Which second year guys impress? Also, I'm calling my shot on a rookie running back. And hey, yeah, we got to talk about the rookie quarterbacks. Let's talk cards. I'm Zach Blackerby, Christian Rao. This is the Let's Talk Cards podcast presented by Auburn Cards. Christian, first off, thank goodness the NFL is back. Exciting, exciting stuff. But, you know, it's such a different feeling, especially when you watch a lot of these, you know, games from a hobby perspective, just because you're in the hobby and you love the hobby so much. Last year, there were so many elite rookie quarterbacks. That was not the case yesterday when we watched countless hours of NFL football. Cam Ward was okay.
Yeah.
Not in a great situation. Played against Denver, who, you know, Bo Nix, I don't think, looked super polished either, which is a little interesting. Nothing to panic about. Then Jackson Dart not playing because he's sitting behind Russell Wilson, and there are all these articles about how they're not really committing to Russell.
Yeah.
If you had to buy a rookie quarterback right now, which one are you buying?
I like the hype and the potential of Dart, right, Zach? I mean, I think that's where my mind shifts immediately is – I mean, over under on week four of when we're going to see Jackson Dart, I would take the under right now. I think okay. I really would. I really don't think Russell Wilson impressed at all against Washington in this one. I think there was opportunities to kind of steal the show against Washington, a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year, and just Russ couldn't kind of live up to the hype, right? On the flip side with Cam, when you talk about Cam Ward, I think that he's going to wind up being good on the performance side, but I don't know if he's in the right market for it. And completion rating of like 42%, that's not all on him. His receivers couldn't catch a dang ball yesterday. Yeah. But on the sake of just the trading card side of it, like what card I'd want, what one I'd want to buy, I think the value is going to be Jackson Dart. I think it's going to, if you get it now before he starts making a sign and starts showing off and starts actually improving, I mean, that Giants defense alone is going to keep them in games. So it's going to give Dart some time to really have a chance to do what he needs to do. I'd take Jackson Dart.
Yeah, Cam Ward's Miami stuff has been pretty easy to move. I do a lot of stuff with college cards, Bowman U Chrome stuff. And even his Washington State stuff is easy to move, but his Miami stuff, it's as liquid as can be. But it hasn't been as liquid as Jackson Dart, Ole Miss Autos. Like they sit at your table for 5 seconds and somebody scoops them up. That's just always been the case. And yeah, I'm just guessing, like, as far as when some of the better products come out in the next few months, I'm just guessing that I think it's going to start out with the Titan spot being priced higher than the Giants, but I bet that doesn't stay the course for too long. Depending on how you break, obviously PYT, random team, all of that stuff. But yeah, I just think, I mean, as we record this Monday morning, you know, yeah. JJ McCarthy still has not made his NFL debut, but like the hobby loves JJ McCarthy. I think it could be a similar thing where, like, yeah, they have to wait longer to see Jackson Dart. I agree with you. I think a month from now, 2 months from now, I think the hobby is going to be more interested when all these products start coming out in Jackson Dart more so than Cam Ward.
I agree. No, I completely agree. I think if you can get a chance to really kind of buy low before he has the potential with it, you know, especially since I know we're diving into NFL talk right here, but especially since the slow start of Arch Manning, you know, that's obviously going to be a hype right now. Maybe people are going to be timid to say, okay, maybe I don't believe in this Jackson Dart guy. Let me try and get rid of it as fast as I can. And then he could shock the world. I like the fact, and hear me out here. What do you think about this? Do you think maybe because one, it's a New York market, why his hype might be higher, but also the other rookies around him, Kant Scataboo, Abdul Carter, all of that media presence, that might actually help the Jackson Dart media, the narrative.
Yeah, for sure. And I think when you think about like buying into breaks, are there other rookies that you could possibly hit? And I wouldn't hate a nice Cam Scataboo right now. I mean,
angry runs.
Yeah, dude, he was physical. And you always wonder, like, how quickly will that translate to the NFL level? And it's like, yeah, I mean, he's still him. He's a tank for sure. Hey, speaking of rookie running backs, let me call my shot real here.
Do it.
Let me call my shot right here. I don't know what I just said. It's early when we record this. My fault. RJ Harvey, formerly with UCF, with the Denver Broncos. I've drafted him in every fantasy league that I had the opportunity to where it made sense. I'm predicting that the hobby is going to love RJ Harvey, similar to the level where like guys really paid up for Bucky Irving a year ago. RJ Harvey's my guy. I've already got one of his XRCs coming. I think it's actually coming in today. I want to get a lot of RJ Harvey. I'm buying RJ Harvey right now. I think he's going to trend up, and I think the hobby, he's going to be one of those rookie running backs where the hobby kind of gravitate towards. I'm calling my shot on RJ Harvey right now.
Yeah, he's the perfect guy for a Sean Payton system, so I think he excels, and we've already seen it just in that game, although you mentioned earlier how Bo Nix didn't really look sharp. Well, that running game did with J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey doing the thing. I really like him under Sean Payton for sure. I think the hype is there. I think you buy R.J. Harvey all day. I think it's him and Omarion Hampton for the two running backs that you really got to think about for rookie running backs.
Not Jenty?
Jenty could be there too. You know, of course, the Jenty would be easy, but I think Hampton might, I don't know. To me, what I'm going at, and really, to be completely honest, I kind of push back Jenty is because he's just always like the top guy.
He's always just been there. Sure.
When I think of Hampton, I, for some reason, my mind is probably the Chargers thing, thinks of LT and then just like that hype behind it. And I've had LT cards growing up and that sure. just that poise, I think could be really cool. But no, I think RJ Harvey, call that shot, man, because I think you're going to be right.
Yeah, I think the value with Jenty is interesting. And I mean, I'm a Pats guy. The Patriots lost to the Raiders yesterday, and Jenty was part of that. He wasn't dominant.
He scored too, didn't he?
What's up?
I think he scored a touchdown too, didn't he?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He did. You're right. And like he was good. I mean, he didn't take over the game or anything like that. And I didn't love Jenty from like a fantasy standpoint going into the year because of the Raiders, not because of Jenty. But I also think there's a lot of hype already going into his pricing in the hobby. So I think when a lot of these, you know, larger products come out, I'm kind of there with you. Like, I think the upside is going to be there more for Hampton and Harvey than it will be for Jenty, because I think the starting point for Jenty's pricing is going to already be through the roof.
I wonder how he would compare right now to like how Jonathan Taylor was coming out of college, because the volume that Jenty had in college, yeah, it kind of compares to what Taylor did. So I wonder if that compares and correlates into the market as well when it comes to these cards. Maybe they're the same kind of hype.
Yeah,
I would assume Ashton's probably a little bit bigger than Jonathan Taylor, but I think it might be close.
Yeah. As far as going into the season, I mean, there's so many people holding, you know, last year's rookies, and depending on when you bought them, like you had to pay up for them. And so now you're hoping for some of these guys to perform. And a lot of the big rookies didn't really have like incredible days. So like there wasn't really a week one, you know, hype frenzy for you to really capitalize on. We mentioned Bo Nix. Daniels had a fine game, right? I didn't watch that game, but just like looking at the stats, like it seemed like he was fine. But there are a few second year guys that I do think are worth noting that I still think are low, and you've got a great one.
Yeah, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is a good one. I think he's definitely a guy that I think he's going to have a breakout year. I immediately saw he was in the early slate, and of course I had to watch Red Zone, but I immediately saw that Kyler and Marvin Harrison Jr.'s relationship, you could just tell it's already going to be improved this year, and I think that can mean big things for him this season.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison's situation is so interesting because like I'm not going to push back on that. I have questions about, you know, Arizona and the system and all of that. But I mean, he looks great. There was a lot of talk in the offseason about how much weight Marvin had gained, of good weight. The guy's jacked now. Do you want your receivers looking like that? I don't know. But I don't know like exactly which card of his is going to be the one to like invest in. He didn't sign in much top stuff of the unlicensed things. And then his prism stinks. He's like in a, he's in a, like a practice uni. He's got like gym shorts on. And I was looking before we got going, like, you can buy his rookie silver for $9. It was a little bit lower than, I think, three people, or there were three sales for like $9 yesterday. So, like, there's plenty of time to get in if you think he's going to be the guy, assuming that's the card that everybody's going to want. Because the unlicensed stuff, he didn't sign in all of the Topps products, is my understanding. And there was some controversy to that, if I'm remembering correctly. But yeah, I just don't know if somebody came up to me and was like, I want to invest in Marvin Harrison. I'm like, I'm not entirely sure what card to tell you to buy.
Yeah, the performance seems like it might be there and the hype might be there, but yeah, you mentioned it. Who knows what card it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be a rookie card that makes sense, or is it going to be something that maybe comes out later in the market that's the guy that you pull?
Yeah, that's what's. I was talking to somebody at my local card shop last week, actually, about like my guy's Drake May. I know the Patriots lost yesterday, and I'm wearing a New England Patriots hat, but I just think the way May operates in the pocket and is looking downfield, I saw a major jump in development from last year to this year. So we'll see. I think his market's lower compared to the other quarterbacks in his class. I'm curious to see, like, I think May's Prism stuff is always going to be valuable, but I am curious when the licensing comes out and he has licensed product that he is signed in. Like, as a Patriots fan and a fan of Drake May, I would rather have the first licensed product that he signs in version of the card than an unlicensed RPA of his. And that's just going to probably vary collector by collector. Honestly, some people are going to really value the rookie status of that. I'm looking forward to the first licensed Drake May auto and Marvin Harrison auto. And I mean, you could go down the list. So I think there's a lot of people that are looking at trying to forecast the future of this, and they're not entirely sure what to do with it because it's not, I don't know, we're kind of in a weird uncharted waters here with it.
Well, first off, we should probably put it out here and to the world that this is probably the first ever podcast that both a Patriots and a Bills fan can coexist in. But otherwise, ooh, though,
you're
I
happier
agree
than
you.
Me right now.
Oh, I definitely am a lot happier than you. Yeah. You see the glow on my face. I agree with you, though. I mean, I think I would take that same boat, too. Knowing that you have the first authentic signature and knowing that that is like the first licensed one, that's where I would go. I would go in that route as well, not have the other route.
Yeah. What would you guys do? Let us know. Would you rather have unlicensed RPA of one of these top rookies from a year ago, or would you rather have their first licensed patch auto or their first licensed auto? Yeah. Let us know. Genuinely curious. All right, I'll give you a second. I mean, obviously, you know, anytime Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen do anything, it's going to impact the hobby. Two of the best names out there. We can't keep a Lamar or a Josh Allen for more than 5 minutes and somebody buys it. So obviously last night's game was huge for football. It was huge for the hobby. And I mean, Josh Allen right now, the Buffalo Bills right now, y'all got to feel like you're top of the world. And I can't imagine how many Josh Allen's moves last night. I'm going to look that up while you're basking in the win.
Yeah, I'll do that for you while you give us some time. I'll tell you what, overall, I almost thought about turning that game off. Like, that's how much anxiety I had because you were down by 15 with 5 minutes to go. The defense didn't look all that great. And to be completely honest, Baltimore was the better team. It just so happened to be Josh Allen stepped up and won the football game. It's exciting stuff. Would not shock me in the slightest, Zach, as if that's the AFC championship game this year between Baltimore and Buffalo. I mean, we've had some great bouts in the playoffs between those two. And now I think you're starting to get this new narrative between Baltimore can't get past Buffalo, just like Buffalo can't get past Kansas City. So you're getting this crazy, you know, name the Spider-Man gif where they're all pointing at each other. Like, that's exactly what I think right now. And it's all in the AFC too, right? And then add Drake May into the mix. You add Joe Burrow into the mix. You add all these other great quarterbacks. They're all in the AFC. It's such a crazy conference to be a part of. And you could be the 10th best quarterback in the NFL, and you're probably the 11th best quarterback in the ninth best quarterback in the AFC, right? Like, it's insane how good this is. But yeah, I'm really excited for the Bills this year. I think they're going to be good. How many did you see that got sold? a bunch.
Yeah, so some of the notable ones, a lot of base rookies and stuff sold for like 30, 40 bucks, even his Wyoming stuff, which is kind of wild. Wow. But
well, he's about to go in the Wyoming Hall of Fame, so that might be.
How about that? He should already be there. What took so long? His 2018 Panini Contenders auto and a PSA 9 sold for $2,500 last night. And then,
wow,
or that was this morning, actually. And then also this morning, his 2018 Prism Red Wave auto, so that's to $199, and a PSA 10. That's a big card that sold for $4,000.
Wow.
I think we used to have this card, actually, and we did not sell it for $4,000, so that has definitely gone up.
That's a good sign that those are moving. Those singles are moving at a decent price.
Yeah, and then his 2018 Contenders auto and a 10 sold for $5,100. This one was last night, so probably it was like right after the game. So, yeah, Josh Allen stuff continuing to go up.
Insane.
He's, I think, a top two quarterback right now. And if you said top one, I would not push back. Patrick will always have the rings over him unless something crazy happens in the NFL. And that's going to matter in the hobby. Like that's always going to matter.
That matters. Yeah, that matters. Tom Brady, it always matters, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So many rings. That's why he's the GOAT. All right, so we're gonna plan to do this twice a week. Let us know what you guys think. Christian, thanks for hanging out for a little bit. How can people check out everything you've got going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over the place. Best way you can find me, though, is on Twitter at Christian S. Rau, R-A-U-H. That's the best spot.
Yeah. Hey, check out our Auburn Cards Instagram. We're posting deals and sales and all sorts of stuff. And it's also, like, if you want to sell stuff to us or have any card-related questions, search us out on Instagram at auburn.cards. We'll see you next time. As we're always talking cards here at Let's Talk Cards.